Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of your co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Friends, today we're going to be discussing a reading from Luke's Gospel, starting in chapter 6, verse 6. And I hope that today's message is a point of conviction for you. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. There was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath so they might have, they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he said to them, "Stretch out your hand." The man did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Once again, that's from Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 6 and going all the way through verse 11. They became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. I was giving some direction to one of the missionaries here at Damascus this week, and it caused me to reflect. My reflection was that over the course of the last few days, I had had an instance where the behavior of one of my coworkers had caused me to question his or her intentions, right? We've all been there. Whether it's a child, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a brother, sister, a parent. And, you know, if you're anything like me, my natural reaction was immediately to begin painting a narrative in my mind of assuming the worst in this situation. And after a few moments of going down this path, I caught myself and I reminded myself that this person who I work with is a co-laborer in the vineyard, right? This person who I work with every day has given his or her life to serve right alongside mine with the best intention and with a life of daily and regular sacrifice. And I began to question in my own mind, what is it about me that orients me in such a way that when I experience a pinch, when I experience a pain, when I experience disappointment, that I'm inclined to imagine the worst case scenario, right? You know, you've heard it before that why do I judge others on their behavior but judge myself on my intention? We can learn a lot from today's gospel reading that already, when Jesus approached the sick man, the scribes and the Pharisees were prepared to watch him closely to see if he would fail, right? We've mentioned it before on this morning prayer lab that the scribes and the Pharisees, they weren't bad people. They were men who had committed their entire lives to the study of Scripture. They were men who'd committed their entire lives to the study of the Word of God. And in large part, they were committed to living lives of virtue. Now, somewhere along the line, they fell off the path, right? As they began to see this more as an opportunity for the development of ego rather than development of piety. But here we see that they're already prepared to see Jesus, the one who ultimately is in the same business, fail. Friends, next time you're tempted to enter into that internal narrative of assuming that somebody else is attempting to sabotage your life, assuming that someone else is tempted to hurt you, I want you to pay special attention to those indicators in your own body, in your own heart. Does your heart begin to beat? Does your face begin to flush? Do you begin to sweat? Do you begin to get anxious? And it's at that moment that we have the opportunity to stop so that we don't become, as scripture says, enraged, that we might discuss together what they might do to Jesus, but instead that we'd see good for good and that we'd see a mistake for a simple mistake and that we would, like Jesus, partner with him in doing good, in bringing healing and restoration to the lives of people who are hurting. Thanks for joining us today on this reflection of Luke chapter 6. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us online at damascus.net.